At least 200,000 Gazans attended a rally Tuesday called Loyalty to the Freed, celebrating the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. For the first time in many years, Hamas and Fatah flags, along with those of other Palestinian factions, were raised together in Gaza's biggest public park. A swap deal between Hamas and Israel, which was mediated by Egypt, saw the release of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. Shalit was held by Hamas's military wing, the Ezzedine Al-Qassam Brigades, since June 2006. People waited for long hours to get a glimpse of those whom they consider their heroes.
I salute the resistance activists for what they did, and I hope that God willing they will be able to free all of our brothers and sisters from Israeli jails and future swap deals.
People from all walks of life came out to attend this event, which is considered historic by most Palestinians.
477 Palestinian prisoners saw freedom from Israeli jails in the first phase of the prisoner swap deal. Many here say that they hope Palestinian resistance factions would be able to release the remaining prisoners in future swap deals.
By evening time, released prisoners started arriving to Gaza City. Hamas Prime Minister, who led the welcoming ceremony from the Rafah crossing, has also stressed during his address to the masses that resistance is the way for liberation.
Through resistance, we were able to free our land, Gaza, and by resistance, we freed our people. These heroes here were imprisoned for our sake, for our dignity, for Palestine, and for Al-Quds.
Under the swap deal, Israel will release 550 more prisoners after 2 months in the second phase of the agreement. Released prisoners had this to say.
We want the liberation for Jerusalem Al-Quds now, and I call on all the Muslim nations to work towards liberating it.
Analysts say that freeing the prisoners who hail from various Palestinian factions has boosted Hamas's popularity among Palestinians. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.